This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Gil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
It's all about the things that matter, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about you. Huh? Why not? A radio show that is up for and by you for a change. And totally independent. Do you think if we're independent, we could get away with saying the things we say? But we're passionate about pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Because I think that's the basis of resolving and coming to true solutions that this country is begging for. Jennifer Jacobs here recently was talking about Trump investing $48 million of his own money. Skin in the game, big time, not to mention his commitment, his family. And he's been motivated to turn things around, and things are looking up. I mean, according to the latest USC LA Times daily poll, he's now overtaken Clinton. So it seems that the bump on the other side of the DNC, some of that polling evidence has kind of smoothed itself out. And, the Dems are going, whoa, what's happening here? It looked like she was having a free run on this deal, but no doubt, Scott, that, the continuation of these email scandals, all the other things. I mean, you've got Secret Service, chiming in on stuff. She even brought in Colin Powell, and Colin Powell said, whoa, wait a minute. Don't bring me into this deal. Don't throw me under the bus. You were already doing your shenanigans, for a year, and you asked me about it. And, and he was clear that what he told her was that he used a personal server, an AOL account, believe it or not. He used it, but for non-secured purposes. He didn't use it for disseminating any secured information. So, leave it to Hillary to try to murk up the waters. But, so all in all, not bad. I think Trump 2.0 is working out. He gained some ground and doing a lot better. And this is what Jennifer Jacobs had to say about that.
Although, John, he is hiring some new staff this morning. We learned that he brought on Sean Spicer, who is the communications director for the RNC. That's a big deal for them. We're going to be seeing more staff additions this week. We're going to be seeing some interesting faces. But probably less of an impact than the staff is Trump's own acceptance that he is losing and he needed to change his approach. I mean, it was just a few months ago that Trump was, saying he could kill people and not lose voters, that famous Fifth Avenue comment he made about shooting someone on Fifth Avenue, whereas now you're seeing him change. The code words that we're hearing this week were things like love each other, regret, unity. So he's changing his tone. This is a guy who has invested $48 million of his own money in his campaign, so he's motivated.
And Republicans are...
Well, Scott, he's a winner. I mean, he doesn't like to lose, and he's got some money, so he's going to throw it in there. And no doubt, and he's hearing, the advice of, people have said Kellyanne Conway coming on and being elevated in the position that she's been elevated to within the Trump campaign, that's a very positive, and that's bringing some softness and opening his sensitivities to where, he came back and said, hey, I regret saying some of these things. And it's so funny. I mean, he says, I regret, and then the media wants to analyze his apology. Well, it wasn't really apology, It's like, come on, give me a break. It's so funny how they go after things like that. But then, when the president, pays a ransom, for a prisoner swap, they turn themselves all into knots with this pretzel logic to get away from it. And I still maintain, in talking about the ransom money, is like, forget about what we say and what our pundits say. It's what our adversaries are saying. You're going to tell me that Iran didn't look at it as a prisoner swap? You're going to tell me the rest of ISIS and the Middle East and all the bad players there didn't look at it as a ransom? I mean, hey, let's talk to them. Ask them what they say about that money exchange for prisoners. They didn't turn themselves into knots and going, oh, yeah, it was about something that happened, 40 years ago, and we owed the money, you know, going back to the Shah of Iran. Really? Are you kidding me? You got to love this country, and you got to love the media. I'm just kidding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Well, hello, America. Good to have you along with us. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And you want to drop me an email, we always love hearing from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. As you know, finding the right car in a saturated marketplace can be a little bit of a challenge. And good news for us, we have James Bell with us. He's the Director of Corporate Communications with Kia Motors America. James, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you. Really appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, I appreciate having you on here to help our audience understand, as I mentioned, in the saturated marketplace, how they can find the right car. What do they need to do?
Well, you know, I think first and foremost, my advice always is to kind of stand back from the vehicle and from the marketplace. And if you can kind of put your hand over the logo on the car and just look at the vehicle for its own merits. You know, is it the right size? Does it have enough seats? Does it have an expressive design? Or does it have a not very expressive design that more meets your personality? Is the interior comfortable to sit in? Is everything easy to use? And then take your hand away from the brand, and I think you'll be pretty surprised more often than not that brands you wouldn't expect are offering something that really hits a lot of those targets, and other brands that you just kind of naturally thought you were supposed to shop for maybe missed it a little bit. Mm-hmm. So that's really that's the thing. And before you do that process, you need to really kind of sit down with a pad of paper and a pencil and say, okay, what are we looking for in this next car? Do we really need three rows and then you end up, you know, barely ever using those rear seats? Do we really need a turbocharged motor when a normal motor will work? Do we really need a hybrid or maybe the other way around? You know what? We do really need a hybrid. We need that better fuel efficiency. So you just need to be very honest with yourself and then approach the market with a new set of eyes.
Well, James, what I'm going to appreciate about the marketplace is today's automobile manufacturer has put a tremendous amount of value in the package, which isn't to say they didn't try before. It's just that there's just so much technology available, and the price just adds value to the car and functionality to it as well, don't you find?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just an amazing marketplace. And you know, one of the things you mentioned a little bit about all the technology that's coming into play, it's become so prevalent in the vehicles today. Some people are shopping for certain vehicles based on the technology that's on board.
Mm-hmm.
It's become, you know, it's gone from a nice-to-have to just expect to have. I mean, the way you expect the steering wheel to be in your next car, you also want to have that connectivity. And that's actually a place where some of the winners and losers are being kind of, you know, filtered out, because you have some brands that are very well respected, but they're just kind of overdoing it in that space and making systems that are, well, you know, if you're supposed to use this, amazing system for satellite navigation to get you to your next location or maybe to make a phone call or send a text or something like that. And if it's too cumbersome, you end up just grabbing your phone, which defeats the purpose of having that technology in the first place, as well as
exactly.
the safety
mm-hmm.
element. So, yeah,
right.
it's a crazy market for that.
Well, we definitely appreciate the fact that our cars have gotten a lot more fuel efficient, haven't they?
Yes. Yeah, fuel efficiency is really, you know, an important thing now. I'm sure a lot of your listeners are saying, hey, you know, I just looked at my local gas station and they're up. I mean, well, I'm here in Virginia right now, and we just saw $1.83 per gallon. That's crazy. But you know what? That is that does not mean it's a good time to, you know, choose your next car with fuel efficiency as kind of low down the list there. Fuel efficiency should always be a target, because even if prices are low, that means you're going to be spending even that much less. So it makes a lot of sense to keep an eye on fuel efficiency. What's great is that today's modern vehicles, really regardless of the size, have all made great advancements, whether it's, you know, a typical or normal gasoline-powered engine, just using that gasoline in much more efficient ways thanks to better aerodynamics and better materials in the engine and so forth, just to be more efficient. Of course, the hybrid vehicles, as I mentioned earlier, all the electrification is a fantastic way of really stretching that gallon of gas. Full electric vehicles, if you just, you know, your commute is such that you don't even need gasoline anymore. But yeah, again, I like to caution people. Yeah, prices are low, but that doesn't mean A, they're ever going to go up again, or B, it doesn't feel good to spend even less when prices are low.
Exactly. Well, it's a time consumers are still looking for value, so they want a lot of bang for their buck, and this is a good time to get it. And I'm glad you mentioned the hybrid vehicles, because it seems like we've turned the corner on that. They had a rough start. They had to get through, you know, some of the adjustments to be made, but it looks pretty positive going forward, doesn't it?
Well, it's not a matter of ever going back. I mean, yes, the early hybrids came out. Maybe they were kind of more science experiments in a way. They weren't quite ready for prime time. But two things are going on. First off, I like to equate it to when we started to see the shift from horse-drawn carriages to gasoline-powered cars. You know, it takes time. That mm-hmm. next day doesn't mean that all the horses were put out to pasture. It does right. take time to transition. But more importantly, the standards from Europe and from Asia and here in North America on fuel efficiency and on emissions are only going to get more stringent. And the only way the manufacturers are going to be able to meet these targets, and they get very expensive with fines and so forth if they don't, is to stop using gasoline. You know, if a car's not burning gas, you're not putting out emissions. And the way to do that is to electrify. So you're going to see more and more electrified, hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and full electric vehicles. It's really, you're going to be hard-pressed in the next couple of years to find a vehicle that doesn't have some degree of electrification, whether right. it's stop-start technology or it doesn't even use gasoline.
Well, James, what about these driverless cars? What do you see happening there with them?
Oh, that's another thing that's on its way. And some critics of this will say, well, you know, why are we giving control back over to the car? You know, we seem to be doing fine just as we are. But let's be honest, while we've been on the conversation here, there's been a lot of car crashes across this country from human beings being at the wheel. We are sometimes not so good at driving. And so I personally feel that as soon as we can hand over the driving to a system that is never tired, never drunk, never, you know, glancing at its phone, never being attention drawn by a child in the backseat, always vigilant and always watching ahead, the better. Especially in driving scenarios that are a bit more mundane, you know, stop-and-go traffic on a freeway, a long, boring drive across the country, across the desert. In those moments, I think the sooner we can hand over control to a system that's always going to be on, the safer and better for all of us. And that's how it's going to phase in. You're not going to see cars tomorrow that you jump in and you push a button, you say, take me to grandma's house, and then you climb in the back seat, take a nap. We're not going there, but we're going to see cruise control systems, which are fantastic.
Well, that's great. Well, you know, James, with you know, the way the cars, the categories and the model availability that's out there, as we said, it's pretty well saturated. We have a lot to choose from. What do you see in terms of, you know, the cars that, you know, people are looking at right now in terms of its essential functionality?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I think one of the interesting trends I see right now is for a typical American family, there's this automatic assumption that they need to run off and buy a crossover. I mean, that's in mm-hmm. vogue right now. You know, the smaller ones, like to say a Kia Sportage or a Toyota RAV4, or the larger.
James,
ones,
I hate to tell you, we only got about 15 seconds left, so we got to wrap up real quick here. So go ahead.
I'll keep it quick. I think if you're in the market for a car, look at sedan. Today's new modern sedans have a huge trunk space, are quieter, are better fuel efficiency. Don't just be a lemming and run off and buy a crossover. I think you're going to find something in the sedan space which will really meet your needs.
Where do they need to go for more information, James?
Well, for my line of vehicles, please go to Kia.com and check out the new Optima. That's one of those sedans that I'm just talking about.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvina, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world.
There's a wonderful world of softness, a wonderful world of freshness. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world.
You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, and it's a good choice. Welcome back, America. We come at you 3 hours every day. That would be 9 to noon Eastern time, 6 to 9 West Coast time. And if you're like me right now and you're in the Hawaiian Islands, Hawaiian time, it is 3 to 6 in the morning. Yes, it's early here, but hey, can I complain? I'm in Hawaii, after all, and we're still celebrating the birth of our new grandson, Jackson William. I say Jackson Will I Am. He's such a cute little kid. His last name is Phelps, so you know the maternity ward, everybody's going crazy because, of course, with Michael Phelps and all the success he was enjoying at the Olympics, they said, this is a gold medal child. Of course he is. I mean, you know, what do you expect? And, of course, you hear that from a proud grandparent without a doubt. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. We always look forward to hearing from you. You can drop me an email, good, bad, indifferent. Let me know your thoughts, especially where we are right now. And I got to tell you, I'm talking to some insiders with the Trump campaign, and they're a bit discouraged, and you can't blame them. I mean, they look at the polls, and I told you from day one, you got to be careful with the polls because you know, some of these groups, they've got their thumb on the scale. And either I'm missing something incredibly here, but I just think that the mainstream media and some of these polling outlets that had a very difficult time, you know, trying to understand the Trump movement and what was going on and how he was connecting with Main Street America. Look at the number of people that voted. And, you know, as I was saying, whether it's Susan Collins or, you know, other Republicans, you know, established Republicans there, they cannot seem to, you know, comprehend the message of one Donald Trump is astounding to me. And we're going to talk a little bit more with it right now. As always, it's an honor to have with us Dr. Alveda King. She's the guardian of the King family legacy. Minister of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, a grateful mother and grandmother, and recently, actually it was a while ago, that she released her book, King's Rules, which is valid to this day. I mean, you know, Alveda, if this country ever needed King's Rules, in fact, we need to do a mass distribution there in Milwaukee, and maybe we could heal some wounds and truly find a solution that is godly and that is truly sustainable. Dr. King, always good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. How you doing?
I'm good, Bill. And you know, life is precious and sacred.
Yes.
From conception until natural death, and all lives actually matter. Black lives do matter. As director of civil rights for the unborn, for Priests for Life, I've been praying about the Milwaukee situation and all of the unrest. We've had a long, hot summer of unrest, and we've had it for the past many, many months, and it's not going to stop until we value human life.
Exactly.
And I'm calling on all leaders across America and around the world to take a deep breath, calm the people down, resolve the issues with prayer and power in a peaceful, nonviolent manner. That's the message about Milwaukee for this moment.
You know, I got to tell you, Dr. King, what I've envisioned is the bended knee of all Americans coming into these areas. First of all, you know, the problems that we have clearly cannot be answered by our government. We have disengaged from our Father in heaven, whose will is perfect for us. But we're not going to really find a solution unless it's bathed in the truth and it comes from God. I mean, what man has tried to create and tried to engineer here has only caused more chaos because we're trying to find answers without him, don't you say?
This is true. The efforts are totally unsuccessful. One of my favorite scriptures, Psalm 127, we know that scripture says children are a gift from God, but at the beginning it says, unless the Lord builds the house, the people labor in vain. Unless the Lord builds the city and watches the city, the watchmen and the people who watch the gates are watching in vain. And then it goes on about children being a gift from the Lord. And I looked at the confused young man with the gun and the black man in Milwaukee, yes, and the black police officer says, drop your weapon. And the young man did not drop the weapon. I began to wonder if he had a suicide mission
yes.
feeling as though there was nothing left for him to do. And I was on a couple of shows yesterday, and I may be on a few more this week, saying that we've come so far from God, from our values, good education, the work ethic, letting everyone work and have a sustainable life, not this entitlement with the welfare programs, not these programs that were designed to benefit one ethnic group and not benefit another, down to redlining with zip codes and the first three letters of our Social Security number. Did you know, Bill, and I want your listeners to hear that, and it's not only a black-white situation. Sometimes it's called white privilege. But if you're Italian, you might have a certain zip code. If you're Jewish, you have a certain zip code. If you're black, you have a certain zip code. If you're the general Caucasian community, you have a certain zip code. So when lenders begin to lend money and do development, did you know today, now, today, they do their bean counting and forecasting by zip codes and the first three letters of your Social Security number? And so the Social Security number of most of the people in Milwaukee is indicative of despair.
Yes.
And that's the problem. So we've got to rebuild these cities on God's foundations, as you begin to say.
Well, and the other part that comes to mind, you know, from God's word says that when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. They're not rejoicing right now because we're so far from righteousness. And God will not be mocked. We're reaping exactly what we have sown. And, you know, and the thing that astounds me a bit here, Dr. King, and that is the tradition of black America in terms of their relationship with God. You know, yourself, you're a grandmother. I see the other grandmothers, and I hate to hyphenate this, but only because we're talking about black America, but I hate to do that because the hyphenation just disunites us. But as a people group, you know, when you consider, you know, just like Hispanics, I mean, at the very core of who we are is our relationship with God. But we've been told that doesn't matter anymore, and we're paying a big price for it. And people individually need to understand that God is faithful. He's true. And when they stop and consider when they made the wrong turn, when they left God, that God didn't leave them. They left God. And this is why they're living in the chaos that they live today. But it's not going to take everybody. I believe it's only going to take 5%, just 5% of the people, you know, that would turn back toward God. And, you know, perhaps God in his faithfulness, as he's promised, will, you know, will hear our prayers and heal us. What do you think?
Well, you know, you said something amazing because we left God's provision. And many, many have accepted government entitlement, welfare programs, health care, free birth control, all this stuff. And we've walked away from it. But it's amazing that you should say that because several weeks ago, God put in my heart, if you could just get 10 people to leave everything and abandon everything but me and pray so that heaven can see the light and respond. So I called, and I finally did find a group of people that I'm able to pray with. But at first, the ones I thought would respond and do it, well, let me do this, but I need to see this, and I need to check this, and I need to do that. But it's amazing that you should say 5%, because remember when Abraham had that conversation about Lot with God?
Exactly. That's exactly where I was thinking. You're right. Exactly.
You see, and it went down to numbers, and God, you know, and if he had said, let me find one other than me, we don't know how it would have been. But they stopped at a certain number. So as you hear Bill say this, listeners, be a part of that 5%. And you don't have to call into a mass call. Just start praying in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Well, God knows, and it's about bringing his will into these situations. It's not our will. We've ignored his will. And we know by experience, Alveda, that God's will is a perfect will. And he'll get us through this situation if we'll turn to him, whether we're talking about politics, whether we're talking about the most incredible things that are on our TV today, when we look at what's happening in the Middle East and the pain that we see and the suffering that we see that's happening in Milwaukee as well. God's will be done. Dr. Alveda King, thank you so much for being with us. And if you ever need anybody to pray with, you got my number. Give me a call. I'm right with you. It's 29 minutes after.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
How to get you into my life.
Yeah, it is about that time, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Are you concerned at all about these reports that have been, basically kind of thwarted? You see Hillary Clinton, stumbling. They did show some video the other day where she almost was, it seems spasmodic, if I could say, in terms of her response. I mean, it's really kind of weird, and you're looking going, wow, what's going on? I mean, even the reporters that were in her presence kind of recoiled. I mean, they're Hillary fans, you could tell. But even her response, and of course, we've had to deal with coughing fits. There's been reports that, she's got a doctor with an EpiPen, with her 24/7 by her side at the ready, getting ready to protect her. I mean, does this concern you at all? Do you think that maybe it's a lot to do? Jane Orient is with us. Dr. Orient obtained her undergraduate degrees in chemistry and mathematics from the University of Arizona in Tucson and her MD from Columbia University College of Physicians. She's been in solo practice since 1981, served as executive director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons since 1989. Dr. Jane Orient, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Oh, fine. Thank you.
Well, give us your insight, as to what you're seeing. You see a lot of telltale signs. Of course, you're not one that has examined Hillary Clinton, but you're looking at these telltale signs that, I'm hearing other doctors saying the same thing, going, there's something here, it's improper to give a diagnosis without examining the patient, and then if you did, then HIPAA laws would prevent you from talking about it. But as a physician, as an interested voter, and someone who's concerned about our country, you're looking at a prospective candidate for the Oval Office, and you're going, wait a minute, we may need to look into this a little bit further. What say you?
Well, I think that the signs that people have noticed are concerning. And we're looking at it from a distance. We're looking at them on video, which can be very deceptive. But there are things that we do know. We know that she has a tendency to fall. We know that she's had a very serious clot in her brain, or well, in one of the veins that drains the brain. And we know that she's had a history of a severe concussion. And we know that people who have had concussions often have a traumatic brain injury that leads to persistent problems. And it is really pretty odd to see the candidate in the company of somebody who allegedly is a neurologist. I'm not sure about that, but he doesn't look like a Secret Service agent. He might be a neurologist. He's carrying something that may be a syringe loaded with Valium, which is a treatment for acute seizures. And there's also just the sense that something is being covered up, that she is having trouble walking and standing, and yet the campaign is saying she's perfectly fine.
Yeah, that she's just worn out. I mean, we know the tedium, or I say no, not directly, but we can only understand the tedium of a campaign, how wearing it is, much less, you know, the office. All you got to do is look at our presidents, the first day of office and the last day of their, you know, of their term, when they're moving out of the Oval Office and moving out of the White House, they age tremendously. I mean, it's like if you want to put years on your body and in your mind, go be the president of the United States for, you know, an administration or two.
Well, this is very true, and of course there could be reasons for fatigue. Although her schedule, which has been again promulgated on the internet, and I'm not sure that it's true, has a lot of days off on it, and is really not so strenuous as many other candidates. And we have a feeling that she's being protected from a lot of stress. And then you have to ask yourself if she really is too fatigued to perform on the campaign. Can she really do the office? And if she is not doing it and people are shielding her from it, who is making the calls? Who is making the decisions? Who decides whether you have to bother the president and try to wake her up, or whether you should just do the job? So are people really voting for Hillary, or are they going to be voting for a stand-in? And if so, who is it?
Yeah, exactly. That is a good point. So as a doctor, Dr. Orand, what is your, what should we, the people, do about this? I mean, clearly she's being handled. I mean, it's quite the machine, the Clinton machine, and to go up against it, I mean, you know, you hear all the suspicious stories, and I don't want to open the, the volumes of conspiracies that are associated with the Clintons, but because that's what happens with the Clintons and makes it very difficult, because you cannot seem to get to the truth of the matter. Some cases you understand because of HIPAA laws and some of these other privacy issues, but there's other things that are just surrounding this, this political machine.
Machine is doing, and in collaboration with the mainstream media, is just trying to destroy the reputations of anybody who raises a question, saying that, well, these questions are raised by a conspiracy, that it's a conspiracy theory. But, you know, every individual can look at the pictures and wonder. You don't have to talk to anybody. There's no secret conspiracy. It's out there in the open. We're just asking questions. And the media asked all kinds of questions about John McCain's melanoma history or Dick Cheney's heart history. So it is really quite the public responsibility to be sure that the candidate is healthy, and for the mainstream media to look into the possibility. And candidates have released their medical records.
Exactly.
It's quite reasonable to ask for an EEG, to ask for an MRI with DTI to see, look for evidence of traumatic brain injury as a result of her concussion. These things are quite reasonable, and it's certainly not the result of a conspiracy theory to even think about them.
Well, Jan, I think that it's common sense. I mean, people ask, I mean, have you ever had conspiracies like this around your life?
I don't think so.
Why? I mean, most people don't even deal with, you know, a percentage, small percent, 10% of the conspiracies that are around Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton. And they just keep on coming. And you go, wow, I mean, is this all part and parcel of serving the government and being an elected official? But even on the basis and compared to other elected people, I don't know of other politicians that, you know, deal with so many conspiracies and scandals as the Clintons do.
And this is one aspect of, is she lying about something that is very easy to see? Is she having trouble walking? Well, let's watch her walk.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and that's what's happening, is we're watching her walk. We're watching head movements, interaction with people, and especially when she gets stressful. I mean, Jane, what's going to happen? We've got three debates coming up, and I think it's going to be a bloodbath. I mean, you know how they set the stage up and everything like that. I mean, her and Donald Trump going head to head. You know, can she withstand this kind of pressure?
Well, I guess the campaign wants them both to be sitting down, and you can say, well, that's because Donald Trump is a lot taller than she is, and so this makes him look more presidential or more imposing or something. Mm-hmm. Or it could be that she just really can't stand up for that long.
Yeah, and then, of course, like what happened one of the previous times where she missed the call coming back is her bathroom stay got quite unexplainably extended.
Well, I don't know what that meant. I don't want to make too much of it. Mm-hmm. It's just that one has the feeling that there are problems that are assiduously being covered up as best they can.
Well, you're asking the question, and I think more and more people are agreeing, and they're saying, "Hey, look, we need to check this out. I mean, what are we going to do?" We're going to find out a couple of months after, you know, if she was to be elected in the Oval Office, and then all of a sudden we're scrambling or we're having to understand that we really didn't vote for Hillary for president. We actually voted for somebody else because she's not going to be able, you know, to fulfill her duty in that position.
We already know that she was absent as Secretary of State during the night of Benghazi. Mm-hmm. That there was actual testimony that everybody else in her department was at work, and she was at home.
Yeah, and you wonder why. Is Hillary Clinton medically unfit to serve? Dr. Jane Orient on Bill Martinez Live. Jane, thank you so much for being with us.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I've been spending all my time just thinking about you. I don't know what to do. I think I'm falling for you. I've been waiting all my life and now I find you. I don't know what to do. I think I'm falling for you. I'm falling for you.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have for you around the world via shortwave as well, we're grateful that you joined us. This is Bill Martinez Live, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's how about if we talk about angels? Are you ready? Do you want to talk about the truth about angels? Who are they? What they do? Why it matters? Well, myths about angels are everywhere. And do we become angels when we die? Are angels always hovering nearby on guard to protect us from danger? Can we talk about them? Well, Dr. Jack Graham is with us, and Dr. Graham, give you a little bit of his background, is the pastor of Prestonwood Baptist Church, one of the nation's largest, most dynamic congregations. He can be seen and heard across the country and throughout the world via PowerPoint Ministries, broadcast weekly on TBN, Daystar TV, and hundreds of radio stations around the country. Dr. Graham, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Well, thank you very much. Good to be with you.
Hey, great to be with you. Max Lucado said this. I consider Jack Graham to be a key voice for the church in these turbulent days. His commitment to Christ is unshakable. His clear teaching is inspiring. His leadership is desperately needed. This book is yet another valuable contribution from a dear saint. Those are great praises from one Max Lucado.
Yeah, Max is a great friend, and so he said some very nice things. I appreciate that. You know, the book is an important subject in our times. He was talking about the voice needed today, and in just the darkness of our times and the encroaching and demonic activity and spiritual warfare that's going on, this is a truth regarding angels, God's holy angels, and the helpful angels, that needs to be talked about today. It's really not a fringe subject. It is the Bible is full of it. It everyone needs to have every Christian and every person needs to have an understanding of who angels are and why they exist and what they do and what I try to answer in my book on this is, okay, why does it matter? You know, what difference does it make?
Right.
And so I started out kind of hesitant to write a book about angels, and by the time I got started, I am so fired up about the topic, and the interest we're finding everywhere is huge, and I'm grateful that I've been able to address this subject.
Well, especially when you start dealing with the realm of the spiritual, we are seemingly so spiritual ignorant, and we just take things for granted. But it's clear the Bible says that our battles are not with flesh and blood; it's with these warring agencies that are outside of our daily awareness and our daily realm. And this is to remind us in just one aspect of many of why angels are so important, to remind us that it is a spiritual battle that we are in. And when you consider the culture right now that seems to be contending everything, including the color of the sky.
No doubt. And we're an unseen world, an invisible world, and war is going on all around us. I wrote a previous book which really prompted this angel book called Unseen, in which we dealt with spiritual warfare and heaven and hell and winning the battle for eternity. And in that book, I wrote a chapter about the angels, and there was so much interest in that one chapter thus flowed the entire book. And I can honestly say I didn't even realize how big the subject is. But 2 Corinthians 4:18 is somewhat the theme of the unseen book and the unseen world, where the scripture says that the things that are seen are transient, they're temporal, they're going away, but the unseen is eternal. And if people, especially believers and followers of Jesus Christ, could wake up to this unseen world that is all around us, including the spiritual war, then what a difference it would make in our lives. This is why it matters, because eternity touches the earth. The invisible intersects with the visible in our lives. And the entire motivation, angels, they're in heaven for sure, but they're also engaged in acts of obedience and messages that they deliver from God and Scripture. And so it's sort of like the great story when Elisha and his servant are surrounded by Syrians. It's looking like the end. There was no exit, no way out. The servant panics, and that's when Elisha said, they're more with us than against us.
Exactly.
And then Elisha prayed, Lord, open his eyes, the servant's eyes, that he would see. And when the servant opened his eyes spiritually to the unseen world, God gave him a glimpse beyond, and he saw these magnificent angels, warrior angels. And one of the things we talk about in the book is these angels are surrounding them, protecting them, and delivering them. Angels are not cuddly, cute little cherubs that you put on your pillow. They're not Disney princesses or your fairy godmother. Angels are majestic, powerful, created beings by God in eternity past, and they fulfill God's purposes, and their primary purpose is to glorify God and execute the government and the justice of God on earth as well as in heaven.
Exactly. Well, there's so many, and you touched on it, common misconceptions and myths about angels, because we rely on anything but the spiritual, it seems, to define our understanding of what angels are all about, don't we?
Well, and a lot of our information about angels comes from, movies or media or what your great aunt told you or what somebody said about angels. What I want to show people is what the Bible teaches about. I mean, that's what our ministry is all about. It's what our church is about. It's what this book is about. What does the Bible say? What does the Bible teach? Because while there's some great stories that I share that I believe are legitimate about angel appearances, extracurricular, if you will, to the Bible, and I know people that I believe their stories, they're magnificent stories, and yet we don't build our truth and our theologies on stories or experiences, but the more sure word of God. So every story or experience that we have regarding angels or information should be, should be filtered through the grid of Scripture, and that we make sure that our experiences are biblical. And we shouldn't obsess about angels either, because even Satan can transform himself and become an angel of light.
Exactly.
And so angels, you know, their goal is to stand backstage and invisible. I've never seen an angel, but I know I've sensed divine and spiritual and supernatural and angelic activity around me. And many others have.
Well, and it's important, you know, as you say, to find that balance. And it's kind of hard. You can just really trust that God is leading somebody to share their story, their personal story, interaction, that you just go, wow, it is so unbelievable. But that's the nature of the spiritual. But it reinforces what God tells us. And these anecdotes, you know, just like the man who is blind and now sees, it's not going to be in conflict with the spirit, with the spiritual, or with the written word. It's going to reinforce in some context, isn't it?
Exactly. And so we always need in all of our life experiences and stories, we need to always say, okay, does this match up to what the Scripture says? And so I take, you know, the book is all about that. It's all about what angels do, who they are, and why it matters. And as a result, how can we more effectively fulfill the mission of Christ? And, you know, just as angels are warriors, we are warriors. We're in a spiritual battle, and prayer is the warfare. And just as angels are messengers, the very word angel means messenger, angelos, messengers. God has called us as messengers, the messengers of the gospel. So angels motivate us on our mission. And then angels are worshipers. First and foremost, as I said, angels are all about God, all about Jesus. They're not all about us. Mm-hmm. They're all about God and His governance and His guidance in the lives of people on earth. And what a blessing that is, to know that God's presence is everywhere. And in these dark days, in these terrible days in which we're living in many ways, how comforting it is to know that God has provided protection and provision and strength and help and deliverance, and most of all, redemption in Jesus Christ.
Exactly. Well, Jack, a couple minutes left here, and as I was looking through your book here, I just sense some excitement as God, as you said earlier, as you were starting to write this, I'm sure where you started and where you ended up was amazing as you looked back and you said, wow, the revelation that God gave you. And one thing that stuck out for me was your acronym for HOLY. Tell our audience, we got about a minute left, what HOLY meant for you.
Well, the angels worship a holy God, and so one of the first chapters in the book is Isaiah 6, around the throne of God, and the angels are saying,
yes,
you know, holy, holy, holy. And in the book, you know, I call people to be holy, as the Scripture says, as God is holy. And there's a little acronym in the book that will help people do that. And it's really important that we seek God and His holiness. And with so much impurity and immorality in our world, when we hear the angels saying, holy, 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 how it calls us upward around the throne of God to celebrate Him and to consecrate our own lives. As Isaiah said, Lord, here am I, send me.
Yes. Well, Jack, final question, 10 seconds here. Where can the good folks go online to find out more about angels?
Well, you can go, the easiest way, the quickest way is probably jackgraham.org. That's my website, or PowerPoint, our ministry, .org. But it's sold in Christian bookstores everywhere. And I think, I hear it's at Barnes & Noble, and obviously Amazon. You can go and
Dr. Jack Graham on Bill Martinez Live.
And other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you
you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
In these uncertain